God is love. His essence is love. And the presence of love in God is 24/7. It does not fluctuate. It does not dwindle. Because it is his essence. It is his existence. It is his being. The being of God is love. All the love that we experience in this world, the love of a husband to his wife and vice versa, the love of a parent to his children and vice versa, the love of a pastor to his flock, all of these kinds of love are all reflections of God's love and manifestations of God's love to us. Now the question is this, my dear brothers and sisters, what is this kind of love that God has for us in the world? Our love is something like wanting. But God's love, as manifested in our readings today, is all-embracing. God's love knows no boundaries, doesn't have any limitation at all. That's why St. Peter, in our first reading today, my dear brothers and sisters, was surprised in his encounter with the pagan Cornelius and his community of the Gentiles. We know for a fact, my dear brothers and sisters, that the Jews put a delineation. There is a boundary. That only the Jews are the chosen people. That only the Jews are loved by God. That means that if you are not a Jew, if you're a Gentile, or if you're a pagan, oh, you are damned to hell. That was the mentality prevalent during those times. But Peter was surprised when he encountered Cornelius, and Cornelius showed him respect. You know, when a person respects, it manifests his love, isn't it? You cannot love or you cannot respect the person unless you love him, isn't it? It's true. So Peter was surprised. God must be doing something in this pagan Cornelius, whom they condemned and whom they discriminate as condemned to hell. And not only that, my dear brothers and sisters, Cornelius and the community also were gifted with the Holy Spirit. That's why St. Peter was able to say, oh, God shows no partiality. God does not make any favoritism because his love is all-embracing. Even the pagans whom the Jews discriminate belong to the people of God. They are also loved by God. So look at this, my dear brothers and sisters. This is the essence of God's love. I repeat, not discriminating. There is no bias. There is no prejudice in the love that is present in God. That's why it is a big challenge for us. If this is what love God, or what God's love is, why should we not recover it? Why should we not recapture and live that kind of love, which is not biased, not prejudiced, all-embracing, knows no boundaries? And if we leave that kind of love in this world, our problems, the problems of violence, the problems of hatred, the problems of poverty will be eliminated because we leave the kind of love that God has. I am not angry, my dear brothers and sisters, mind you. The second reading, St. John, talks about being begotten of God. Once a person loves, he is begotten of God. He came from God. And this is true. This is existentially true. Because we all came from God. The only reason why we do not act like God, it's because of the devil that has stolen us from God. We become devilish because the essence of God's love is not in us. So Saint John reiterated that he who loves is begotten of God. He came from God. That's why the challenge of Saint John is for us, continue loving. Loving till the end, just like God, who loves us even if we are ungrateful to him. Even if we continue sinning, his love is still there. It does not stop. That's why I said it is in God 24/7. There is no moment in God when love is absent in him. It is always there. And John, in our second reading, kept on reminding the audience and all of us that if we think that we love God first, we are wrong. Because all the love that we experience in this world are all just manifestation of God's love for us. It is God who loved us first. Put that in our consciousness. I am loved by God. I am God's children. I am God's friend. I am not his slave. I am not his servant. I am special in the presence of God because he loved me first. And you know what is the manifestation of that love? Which many people today in the world do not realize. The life that we have in this world is a manifestation that God loved us first. And if God loved us first, then why should we not show that love? Because God is that one that the love that he manifested to us be kept in ourselves, in our own ego. But that love must be spread. Remember that if we love one another, if we love husband and wife, if you love each other, colleagues in the work, community, society, you are just showing that God loved you first. The gospel, so related, it's beautiful because Saint John gives to us what we call the genealogy of love. Genealogy, study of the genes, right? Love. There is also a study of love. Where does this love originated? Saint John said, the Father loves the Son, Jesus. And Jesus loves each one of us. This is how simple, according to Saint John, the genealogy of love. As what I have said, God is love. It is his essence is love. And he manifested that love to his son Jesus when he sent his son into the world, not to condemn the world, but to save us. Saving us is a manifestation of that great love, wonderful love, immense, incomprehensible love. And so Jesus, being sent by the Father, being loved by the Father, experienced how that unconditional love of the Father for him, he also showed that love, that unconditional love for us. That's why, look at the crucifix, he is there, not with a rancor in his heart, but he possessed that love of the Father. That's why Jesus is hanging on the cross for you and for me, out of love. This is the genealogy of love, according to Saint John. And how did Jesus describe his love that he experienced from the Father, that we should also do the same? Jesus said, I call you friends. I did not call you servant anymore. You know, friends are equal. That's what I have said in my reflection the other day. Isn't it? That when you become friends, you're equal. Even if your economic status is far from each other, one is rich, the other is poor, but when you became friends, you're equal. Even if your educational background is quite wide, it's a wide gap, you have a doctorate, and your friend is, say, does not have any doctorate, but when you become friends, you're equal. And this is what Jesus did. He makes us equal to Him. This is what we call filiation. We became Son of God because of Jesus' merits on the cross, because Jesus' love on the cross, because Jesus sacrificed Himself on the cross in order for us to become friends and to become children of God. That's why the challenge of Jesus for us to make friends. Let everyone whom you encounter become your friends. And when we become friends, we don't use the other. We don't use the other. That if he is not beneficial, we would dispose him. Is it like a cell phone that when it's not functioning well, oh, I can replace you. Do not do it to your fellow man. Your fellow man is not like a cell phone. It's not like a gadget. That when you do not see any benefits from him, that's why this is also the problem of husband and wife. When the husband or wife is not beneficial anymore, so I can dispose you. Oh, who are you to dispose your partner? Because God does not dispose us. Have you seen God disposing human beings? Oh, no. God does not dispose us, even if we are undesirable, even if we are unlikable, even when we are unlovable, still God loves us. That's why there is always a need for us to recover and to recapture this kind of love that God has for us. This is the challenge of our liturgy today. Again, John said, love one another as I, take note of that, as I love you. How did Jesus love us? His love is once again not discriminating. It is all embracing, knows no boundaries, knows no, there is no prejudice, no bias. Take away all of those things because these are all enemies of love. We cannot love the person if we have all these things in our minds. Let the love of God grow in each one of us.